Okay, I see a connection. Okay, thank you. And good evening, everyone. I apologize for the technical difficulties as we are at the Newman Catholic High School gym. Newman Cardinal girls basketball against undefeated number one ranked Assumption. 16:04 to go in the first half, and it is a 4-2 lead for Assumption. And again, apologize for the little bit of a delay. Appreciate the help back at our Madison headquarters as well. But 4-2, Cardinals trail by two, and Newman Catholic will bring it up court. With it for the Cards is Ashley Jankowski. Now right wing side, Mel Severson. Severson about 22 feet from the basket, into the right corner to Shields. Shields looking baseline, drops it down low. Grab is made, laid up and in by Evie Bates. Nice penetration and dish left to the Cardinals getting the layup. And we're back even, 4-4. 15:30 to go in the half. Looking baseline, Addie Vollert. She'll be bumped and she'll be fouled. Second meeting of the season between these squads. These teams open things up back on November 16th. Assumption won 76-29, but the game was tighter than that for halfway through the first half. Cardinals actually led about 9 minutes in, but then a big run by Assumption to close out the first half gave the Assumption Royals the big lead. Inbound pass tipped, but grabbing it is Claire Nelson. Nelson gets it out top to Sarah Shaw. Shaw right wing side to Jaglinski. Now a post up, Stublaski. Stublaski had it knocked away, but keeping control are the Royals. And now another pass inside to Stublaski. And going over the top, getting a piece of the back and the arm is Ashley Jankowski. And that will lead to a foul on the Cardinals. ...15-18 to go, first half, 4-4 game, inbounded. Ball bounces off Stublaski, but again, grabbed by the Royals. Boy, Royals got a couple of breaks here on this possession, nearly turning it over. This time, dribbling it off her foot is Riley Stublaski. Here come the Cardinals, with it is Shields. Shields to the hole, lays it up and in. Lily Shields takes it down for the layup on the transition after the Assumption turnover, and the Cardinals up 6-4, 15 minutes to go, first half. Now the Royals back into the front court. Right wing side, Sarah Shaw. Shaw 20 feet from the basket. Out top, Stublaski. Stublaski just right at the top of the key. Left wing side, Addie Vollert. Vollert gets it back on the right wing. Three-pointer for Jaglinski is good. Jordan Jaglinski from just right at the top of the key. Her first points of the game, 7-6 Assumption, 14:35 to go in the first half. Cardinals into the front court. Mallory Rozmanowski, 16-footer, is short, no good. Fight for the rebound, grabbed by Addie Vollert, and then dribbled off the leg and out of bounds. So turnover on the Royals, gives it back over to the Cards. 14:28 to go first half, and a 7-6 lead for Assumption. Cardinals will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Lily Shields looking. Hits the cutter. Going to the basket is Bates. Misses the layup. Rebound tip. Grabbed by Jankowski. Then swatted away out of bounds by Riley Stublaski. Boy, Cards had a good look there. That was a nice pass to a Bates, but just a little hard off the window. But Newman gets another opportunity. They'll inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Take it out top. Jankowski. Jankowski, 20 feet from the hole. Penetrates. Floater from 14. Partially blocked. Grabbed by Addie Vollert. Vollert gets it into the front court. Right wing side, Jaglinski. Into the right corner, Anna Schooley. Schooley back to Jaglinski. Right wing side, 23 feet from the basket. She'll dribble to the top of the key, now looking to penetrate. Moves it left-hand side to Shaw. Shaw had a poke, but a piece of the arm along with the ball from Lily Shields. And Shields will be called for the personal. Number one on Shields, number three on the team. Royals will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. In the right corner, grabbed there by Addie Vollert. Moves it on the wing to Anna Schooley. Now inside, ball tipped away, but grabbed on the wing again by Schooley. Schooley into the right corner, Jaglinski. Jaglinski back to Schooley. Schooley into the lane. Looked like she took an extra step, and there's the whistle and the walk. A little bit of a delay on the whistle, but in the end, turnover on the Royals. And the Cards down by one, get it right back. Some pressure being shown by Assumption. Now the Cards will bring it up court. Working her way to the timeline for Newman is Ashley Jankowski. Her pass goes towards Shields on the left-hand side, getting a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds is Sarah Shaw. Cards will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Ashley Jankowski gets it in to Bates, and Bates will be called for palming the basketball. So ball back over with the Royals. 13:36 to go first half. 7-6 Assumption. Back up court comes Assumption and Addie Volert. Volert at the right elbow to Stublaski. Stublaski, 16 feet from the basket, throws it away. Picked off by Shields. Shields will push up court. Shields gets it ahead. Heading to the basket is Bates. Bates will lay it up and in. Transition, nice feed by Shields to Evie Bates. And the Cardinals up 8-7. Inside with it is Schooley. Schooley turns, fires, no good. Rebound is fought for, goes out of bounds. Off of the Cards. Stays with Assumption. Similar to what we saw the first time these teams met. In the first 9 minutes or so, it was nip and tuck. The Cardinals had the lead, but then a big run by Assumption in the final 9 minutes of the half turned things around quickly. Left corner, Schooley up from 14, hits it. And a Schooley from the left corner. Her second basket, she has 4 points. 9-8. Newman trails by one. Rozmadowski gets double teamed and throws it away. Picked off by Schooley. Pass ahead. With it is Shaw. Shaw to the basket, lays it up, short, no good. Missing the layup, and the rebound is grabbed by Jankowski. Now Shields back up court for the Cards. Shields gets it to Severson. Right corner Jay is an air ball from 19 feet away. Rebound's grabbed by Jaglinski. Gets it ahead to Volert. Volert, right-hand side, Schooley. Schooley dropped it down low. Ball is tipped. Ball is grabbed by Jaglinski. Jaglinski looking baseline. Kicks it on the wing to Volert. Volert, 22 feet from the basket. Volert will work her way out near the top of the circle. Now right wing side, Sarah Shaw. Shaw looking down low. Schooley at the right block. Near the top of the key, Stublaski. Now left wing side, Jordan Jaglinski. Pass inside, Volert back on the left wing to Jaglinski. She'll try a three, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Stublaski and then ripped away out of bounds. Both Bates and Jankowski were there to get a piece of that basketball. Knocked away by the Cards. Substitutions coming in for Newman, Aubrey Pent. Cardinals hanging around. 12-0 is Assumption. 7-0 in the Merriwood South. Cards come in 2-11 overall. They're 1-7 in the conference. Inbounded, right corner. Bounce pass inside. With it is Schooley. Schooley kicks it back out. Now right corner. That's Lydia Smits, who just checked in. Back inside towards Schooley, and a bump from behind, and a foul will be called. Four team fouls now on the Cardinals. Just one team foul right now on the Assumption Royals. Inbound, quick shot, no good. Rebound, however, grabbed by Shaw. Goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Right now the Cardinals are having a little trouble clearing the boards. Need to be better on the boards. 11:43 to go in the first half. 11-8. Assumption with the lead. Cardinals back into the forecourt. Shields, left wing side, 23 feet from the basket. Gets it back out top to Pent. Pent moves it right wing. That's Mel Severson. Severson, good pass inside. Going to the basket, laid up and in by Jankowski. Good position by Jankowski. Used her body to shield the defender and gets the layup. 11-10, Assumption. Into the lane, taking an extra step, but getting bailed out on the push of the foul is Anna Schooley. Cardinals doing a nice job here early. Again, as I said, Assumption has been just outstanding all season long. Dominant in the Merriwood South. Inbound is Schooley. On the wing, Claire Nelson. Nelson into the right corner, Ari Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh inside to Schooley. Misses the banker, and the rebound's grabbed by Jankowski. Now the Cards, a chance to regain the lane. Into the front court comes Newman. There's a jumper, three-pointer. No good for the right wing by Jankowski. Fight for the board, dug out by Pent. Pent now dribbles it back about 30 feet from the basket. Now right in her grill, Shaw needs some help. Bobbled at the timeline and a timeout called by the Cards. Timeout Newman, 10:50 to go in the first half. 11-10 Assumption. Back in 30 seconds here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 12:30.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Back here at the Newman Catholic Gym, 10:50 to go in the first half. Assumption 11, Newman Catholic 10. Cardinals will inbound on the near sideline. Taken near the timeline by Shields. Shields moves it to Pent on the right-hand side. Pent looking for the cutter. At the right block, Jankowski forces up the banker, no good. Rebound is tipped, goes out of bounds off of the Royals. So the Cards will inbound just to my right here. Inbounded, taken by Jankowski. Back to Shields, gets it out top to Pent. Pent, 23 feet from the basket, dribbles, now stops. Right wing side, with it is Shields. Shields dribbles, gets it out top. With it is Bates, bobbles it, gets it back. Hands it off to Jankowski, back to Bates. Bates gets doubled, moves to Pent. Pent near the top of the key. Bounce pass, grabbed again by Jankowski. Moves it left wing side to Shields, deep left corner. That is Severson. Cardinals, patient in the half court. Right wing side, Bates. Bates looking to penetrate. Little floater from 10, rolls off no good. Weak side rebound, clear Nelson for Assumption. Remains 11-10 Assumption. Up court quickly, left hand side. Open jumper, no good for 15 from Ari Kavanaugh, and the rebound cleared by the Cards. Here comes Newman, another chance to get the lead. Pent over the timeline for Newman. Pent looking down low. With it is Bates near the right block. Back on the wing to Pent. Pent looking baseline. Floater from 5 off the side of the backboard. It was deflected. Goes out of bounds off of Assumption. Couple of substitutions back in for the Royals. Addie Vollert and Jordan Jaglinski. Coming out will be Ari Kavanaugh and Lydia Smits. Cards looking to inbound. Taking out top Severson. Severson gives it off to Pent. Pent. Between the circles, Severson. Severson, one dribble, now with it is Shields. Shields, looking for the cutter. In the lane, Jankowski got bumped, and a walk is called. Took a little hop after receiving that pass, a little off balance, was Ashley Jankowski. So a turnover on the Cardinals. 9:36 to go in the first half. Still tight, 11-10. Back in is Rozmadowski for the Cards. Rozmadowski, Shields. Pent, Jankowski, and also out is Brianna Schultz for the Cardinals. Looking baseline, with it is Vollert, and Vollert will be fouled. Was that in the act? I don't think so. It will be an inbounds play. Cardinals are inching towards the foul limit, however. That is team foul number 6 on Newman, second personal foul on Lily Shields. Royals inbounding. Tipped away! Tipping it and grabbing it was Jankowski. Good defensive play by Ashley Jankowski for the Cards. Cardinals, left-hand side, Pent. Pent looking to penetrate. Pent into the lane, swatted away. Getting a hand on it was Anna Schooley. Back up court, now come the Royals. Jaglinski to the hole, misses the right-handed banker. She'll be fouled and get a chance at the free throw line. Well, the Cards have had a number of chances to get this lead back, but been stuck on 11-10 Assumption as we near the midway point of the half. Foul was called on Brianna Schultz, her first, team foul number 7. Free throw for Jankowski is no good. One more free throw to come. First, checking back in for the Cards will be Evie Bates replacing Ashley Jankowski. Jaglinski averaging 15.7 points per game, a 75% free throw shooter. Second free throw is good. 12-10, two-point game, 9:07 to go in the first half. Cards with the ball, down by 2. Ball tipped away, but there to get it back for the Cardinals is Shields. Now with it is Pent. Pent gets it out top, Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski looking to penetrate. Rozmadowski, good feed to Bates, who lays it up and in. Penetration by Rozmadowski, feed to Evie Bates. 6 points for Bates, we're back to even. With it is Shaw. Shaw looks baseline, and a walk is called. He got it into the lane under the basket, but travel is called on Sarah Shaw, and the Cardinals get it back, a chance to regain the lead. 12-12, 8:40 to go in the first half. Shields gets it ahead. Bates on the left wing. Bates back to Rozmadowski, up from 13 feet away. Off the window, no good. Rebound grabbed by Addie Vollert for Assumption. Vollert will bring it back up court. Left-hand side to Shaw. Shaw inside to Schooley. Turns, banks, good from 5 feet away. 6 points for Anna Schooley. 14-12 Assumption. 8:15 to go in the first half. Cardinals back into the front court. Rozmadowski had it tipped. Stolen away. Pass ahead to Shaw. 2-on-1. Shaw down low. Volert. Volert to the hole, lays it up and in. That's what the Cardinals need to avoid. Need to avoid the turnovers, the transition, and the easy baskets for Assumption. We have an official timeout on the floor. Give the Cards an opportunity for substitutions. Mel Severson and Ashley Jankowski in. Mallory Rozmadowski and Brianna Schultz will come out. Scoreboard says 14-12, but the Royals just scored. It should be 16-12. But now the Cards into the forecourt. Shields. Right wing side, Severson. Severson throws it away, but Bally getting it back. Losing it is Jankowski. Picked up by Shaw. Shaw into the lane. Shaw moves it right-hand side. Now right wing with it is Nelson. Rotated left-hand side. Taken there by Schooling. Schooling back out top. Volert. Volert will back it up near the center circle. Volert dribbles. Now moves it left wing side. Jaglinski. In her grill is Shields. Pass inside. Schooling had a tip, but gets it back. Back on the left wing side, Jaglinski gets it out top. Open look for Nelson for three. A little bit strong, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Evie Bates for the Cards. Back up court comes Newman. 7-10 to go in the half. 16-12. Assumption with the lead. Looking to penetrate. Going to the basket is Jankowski. Lays it up a little bit hard, no good. And the rebound's cleared by Shaw. Shaw pushes down low. Schooley misses the layup. Rebound is tipped. Ball is loose. Grabbed by Assumption. Back to Shaw. Shaw to Volert. Volert is stripped, but a foul will be called. So free throws coming up for the Assumption Royals. That's bad news for the Cards because that's the third personal foul for Shields. That is one player the Cardinals cannot have on the bench. First free throw by Volert is no good. Second free throw, good. Biggest lead now for Assumption, 5 points, 17. Back up court come the Cards and it turned over. Fighting for the Shield to try and get it back, and it is picked up by Bates. Bates into the lane, goes up, hits the banker, draws the foul, and a chance for a three-point play. It was not a pretty possession for the Cards. Nearly turned over, but ultimately grabbing the loose ball, and then an off-balance shot from the lane goes in off the window for Bates. She now has 8 points and a chance for a three-point play. That foul was called on Anna Schooley for the Royals. Free throw. Rolls down, hit the front iron, and dropped in. And it's back to a two-point game, 17-15, 6:38 to go in the first half. Back up court come the Royals. Left wing side, Sarah Shaw. Shaw, 23 feet from the basket. Out top, that's Claire Nelson. Nelson, right wing side to Volert. Volert, 22 feet from the basket. Volert had it almost taken away. Now looking for help, hands it to Schooley. Top of the key to Shaw. Back inside Schooley, lost her balance, throws it away. Losing her balance and trying to get rid of it was Anna Schooley, but it's a turnover on the Royals, and the Cardinals down by two will get it back. 6:15 to go, first half, 17-15, Assumption. Into the front court, Jankowski. Jankowski gets it over to Pent. Pent dribbles, now looking to penetrate. Pent to the hole, scoops it up, no good. Came up a little short. Volert will grab that rebound. Pass ahead to Schooley. Schooley into the lane, moves it right wing side. Back out top, Volert. She'll try a three. Rolls off, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Shields. Cardinals bring it back up court. Shields will cross the timeline for Newman. Shields, now right wing. Nearly knocked away, but gets control of it. Now with it is Severson. Severson on the right wing, works between the circles. Left wing side. With it is Jankowski going to the hole. Misses the shot, but she'll be fouled and get more free throws. So a chance for Ashley Jankowski at the free throw line. She has 4 points in the game. Foul was called on Anna Schooley, her second. Free throw is perfect. Last game we saw the Cardinals just before the start of the new year over in Amherst. It was a solid effort from Jankowski. Scored 17 points in that game. Second free throw. Off the mark. An air ball effect. But a one-point game. No, I don't think many people thought this was going to happen here this evening. Assumption 12-0, 7-0 in the Marrowood. Newman 2-11 overall, 1-7 in the Marrowood. 17-16 Assumption. Near the right elbow, with it is Nelson. Nelson back out top. Shaw to Nelson, left wing side. Open three for Jake Linsky is no good. Long rebound grabbed by Volert on the right wing. Cardinals need to clear the boards. Now Shaw, 10-footer, high off the back bracket, no good. Another offensive rebound for the Royals. Third opportunity, left-hand side Nelson. Nelson on the wing to Shaw. Shaw inside. Back to Nelson. Left wing three. Off the mark again. This time the Cardinals will dig out the rebound. A chance for the lead for Newman with under 5 to go in the first half. Into the forecourt, Bates. Bates looking to penetrate. Bates in the basket. Contact, but no whistle. Put back is no good by Jankowski, but she'll be fouled and get a chance at the line. Jankowski on the weak side grabbed the board and went up in one motion. And now a chance at the free throw line after that foul. Foul was called on Addie Volert of Assumption, her first team foul, number 4. Free throw is no good. 5 points for Jankowski, now 1-for-3 at the free throw line. One more to come. 2nd free throw. Rolls off, no good. Oh, got to take advantage at the stripe. Rebound cleared by Shaw. Back up court. Shaw near the top of the key. Moves it right wing side. Now to the right corner, Jaglinski. Jaglinski looks inside. Now back to Jaglinski. Right corner three is good. Jaglinski with the triple. Now a timeout called by Assumption. 20-16 Royals, 4:34 to go in the first half. Back in a moment here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Chad Holmes again from the Newman Catholic High School gym. 4:34 to go in the first half. It's 20-16. Assumption with the lead over the Cards. Newman Catholic has the basketball. Inbounded, taken by Aubrey Pent. Pent will work her way up court. Pent crossing the timeline. Pent now stops. Needs some help. Gets it out top to Shields. Shields right wing side, Jankowski. She stops at the right elbow. Gets double team. Ball stripped away and stolen. Picked up by Volert. Volert will try to work her way up court, crossing the timeline. Volert moves it right-hand side. Jaglinski up for three is good. Back-to-back triples for Jaglinski. Turns a one-point game into a seven-point game, 23-16. And then the Cardinals throw it away. Couldn't get it to the timeline, thrown out of bounds. And not wanting to let this run get away like it happened in the first game, Coach Casey Clausius, he'll call time. 23-16, Royals over the Cards. Back in a moment here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
4:04 to go in the first half. 23-16, Assumption with the lead, and Assumption has the basketball. Jordan Jaglinski, who with back-to-back threes as giving the Royals their first little cushion of the evening. Inbounds it, Addy Vollert. Vollert over the timeline. Vollert moves it left wing side, Sarah Shaw. Shaw hands it off to Vollert. Vollert lobs it in, picked off. Cutting in front and grabbing that one is Shields for the Cards. Shields will bring it back over the timeline for Newman. Shields gets it out top to Jankowski. Jankowski between the circles. Gets it back to Shields. Shields left wing side. Severson up for a three. Came up short, no good. Rebounds dug out by Vollert. Vollert gets doubled in the backcourt. Tosses ahead to Jaglinski. Jaglinski into the front court. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. 23-16. Three-pointer Jaglinski is good again. They're letting her get wide open threes right now. And hitting them is Jaglinski. She has 4 triples, 13 points in the game. And all of a sudden, a 10-point game. Cardinals, out top. Pent, she'll try a three. Back bracket, no good. Fight for the rebound. Dug out by the Cardinals and Shields. Gets it back to Pent. Goes into the lane. Off the window, no good. Fight for the board. Grab by Bates. Back out top. Shields bobbles it. Moves it left-hand side to Pent. Pent between the circles, Severson. Severson right-hand side. Pent gets it into Shields. Shields hits the cutter. Jankowski misses the shot from 2 feet away. It just honeycombed out, and the rebound's grabbed by the Royals. Back up court comes Assumption. Jaglinski, left wing side. Looks in, Stublaski. Stublaski kicks it back out. Right wing, Sarah Shaw. Rotated left wing side. Faking the three that time is Jaglinski. Goes inside to Vollert. Vollert out top, Stublaski. Now right wing side to Nelson. Into the deep right corner, Shaw. Shaw looking baseline. Shaw drops it down low, Stublaski. Left corner jumper, no good. From 7 feet away. Rebound, Mel Severson for New McCaffick. Cardinals back up court, 26-16, 2:08 to go in the half. 10-foot jumper, short, no good for Jankowski. Rebound grab by Bates, and she'll be fouled on the putback. Boy, the Cardinals really digging in this first half. They are leaving it all out there against the big favorite Assumption Royals. And even with this 9-0 run for Assumption, Cardinals still digging, and that second-chance opportunity leads to free throws for Evie Bates. Free throw is good. Bates now with 10 points in the game. Rozwadowski back in for Newman, replacing Aubrey Pent. One more free throw now for Evie Bates. Second free throw. Off the mark, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Riley Stublaski for Assumption. 26-17 with 2 minutes to go. Royals into the front court. Right wing side, Ari Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh tried to drop it down low, picked off. Cardinals get it back. Shields ahead, Mel Severson. Severson into the lane, to the basket, lays it up and in. Good patience and a good finish by Mel Severson. 26-19, a minute 40 to go. The last 100 seconds vital for the Cards. Left hand side, Cavanaugh back on the wing. Jaglinski rotated right corner to Shaw. Shaw back out top, Jaglinski. She'll try a long three-pointer. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Jankowski for the Cards. Now the Cards get it back. Up court comes Shields, crossing the timeline. Shields to the top of the key, stops. Hands it off to Bates. Bates 22 feet from the basket. In the lane, Jankowski goes to the hole, lays it up. A little bit strong, no good. Good luck. Just a little strong off the window. Now Shaw back up court. Shaw right-hand side, Cavanaugh. She'll try a jumper and hit it from 15 feet away. Ari Cavanaugh's first points. 28-19, 55 seconds to go. Cardinals to the timeline. With it is Jankowski. Gets it back to Shields. Shields left wing side. With it is Rozwadowski. Back on the wing, Bates. She'll try a three-pointer. A little bit short, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Ooh, I thought for a second there we had gone off of the Royal, Nelson, but apparently just off her fingertips. So it goes over to Assumption. 40 seconds in the half, 28-19. Assumption with the lead. Down low, Stublaski moves it left wing side. Back over to Jaglinski. Now left wing, Cavanaugh. She'll try a jumper. No good. Rebound is grabbed on the weak side by Jankowski. Now here come the Cardinals. Left hand side. With it is Rozwadowski. Going to the hole. It's blocked. Shaw with the block. Now she'll push. Heading down the lane. Shaw goes to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound is tipped. Battle for. Dug out by the Cardinals. 13 seconds to go. Pass ahead. Off the hands of Bates and out of bounds. 10.1 seconds to go, and getting it back for one more shot now is Assumption. Inbounded. Now up court, Shaw. Shaw better hurry. She's just jogging down to six. Crosses the timeline, down to four. Shaw, left-hand side, down to two. Shaw, left corner, and she will not get a shot off to end the first half. 28-19, Assumption with the lead over the Cards at the end of 18 minutes of basketball. We'll come back, look at the scoring coming up. This is Newman Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? If it's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make Hot Pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes back again from the Newman Catholic High School gym. It is Parents' Night here for the Newman Cardinals. Parents were just introduced along with their players. The intermission. And again, a very competitive first half. The Cardinals and the Royals nip and tuck for much of the half. But a late 9-point run for Assumption turned a 1-point game into a 10-point game. And it's a 9-point game at the end of the first half. 28-19, Assumption with the lead. Taking a look at the numbers of the first half. First of all, for the Assumption Royals, they were led by Jordan Jaglinski. She scored 13 points. She had 4 3-point field goals and also added 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Also for Assumption in the first half of play, they got 6 points from Anna Schooley. She had 3 2-point field goals. 2 baskets for 4 points for Sarah Shaw. Addie Vollert scored 3 points, a 2-point field goal, and 1 for 2 at the stripe. Ari Cavanaugh had 2 points on 1 2-point field goal. 7 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers, and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for the Assumption Royals in the first half of play. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals, 10 points for Evie Bates. She had 4 2-point field goals, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Ashley Jankowski had 5 points. She had a pair of 2-pointers and 1 for 4 at the free throw line. Melena Severson had 1 basket for 2 points, and Lily Shields had 1 basket for 2 points. 8 2-pointers, no 3-pointers, 3 out of 7 at the stripe for the Cards in the first half of play. 28-19, Assumption with the lead over Newman. We'll take another break and then come back for the start of the second half. This is Cardinal Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio. Actually, before we take a break, I want to thank the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Cardinal Athletics. The Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club supporting Newman student athletes in all their activities. We would love to see you out and about cheering on Newman Catholic High School athletes. To find out the upcoming Newman schedule, just go to MarylandConference.org and click on Newman Catholic. 28-19, Royals over the Cards. Second half coming up next. Here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Plenty of weather impacts on prep sports this week, but we're hoping for some big games this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
After sailing through December with little to no postponements, this week brings a considerable amount of weather implications to high school sports, wiping out most of the schedule for Tuesday night in the lower half of the state. One game that did get played was a top 10 boys basketball showdown for early control of the Marywood South. Unbeaten and D4 second-ranked Marathon pulled away for a 60-39 win over 10th-ranked Auburndale, as 6'10 senior Grant Warren had 16 points to lead the Raiders. This weekend's schedule of games could be impacted by weather again, but if not, there's some elite matchups on the docket. Most notably, it's a 1-versus-1 showdown Saturday in De Pere, as the D1 top-ranked Redbirds will welcome in Division 2 top-ranked Wisconsin Lutheran. Also on Saturday, Division 3's top-ranked squad St. Thomas More will host D4 third-ranked Kenosha St. Joseph, as both teams are unbeaten in the tough Metro Classic Conference. This weekend is also the Midwest Players Classic in lacrosse, starting Friday night with 4 games at the Lacrosse Center. 8 games are scheduled to be contested on Saturday, featuring not only outstanding teams from Wisconsin, like Mineral Point, Darlington, Luther, Unalaska, and West Salem, but some top-notch teams from Minnesota as well. Get the full schedule plus info on tickets and live stream at MidwestPlayersClassic.com. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Start of the second half here for the Newman Catholic High School gym. Assumption 28, Newman Catholic 19. Cardinals will have the basketball. Jankowski will inbound it, taken by Lily Shields. Shields just over the timeline. Shields now needs some help. Gets it to Bates at the right elbow. Bates into the lane. Little floater from 10. Rolls off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds off of the Cards. So the Royals will take it. Over the top with his Jaglinski. Looks down low to Nelson. Nelson will now kick it back out. Sarah Shaw. Shaw right corner, Jaglinski. She'll try a three-pointer. Hits it again. Jaglinski right now has been the difference in this one. She has 5 3-point field goals, 16 points, 31-19 lead for Assumption. Cardinals facing pressure. Rozmadowski gets it over to Jankowski. Jankowski gets it back over to Shields. She'll try a three. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Jaglinski for Assumption. Jaglinski will now bring it up court for the Royals. Jaglinski moves it left-hand side to Shaw. Shaw back to Jaglinski in front of the Assumption bench. Now Shaw into the corner. Jaglinski, another three-pointer, hits it again. Cardinals are going to have to get a hand in the face of Jaglinski. 34-19 now Assumption, and now getting bumped as she brings it into the forward court is Lily Shields, and a foul will be called. Shaw called for her first team foul on the Royals in the second half of play. Inbounded near the timeline, Shields gets it over to Rozmadowski. Rozmadowski, floater from the lane, back bracket, no good. Anna Schooley will grab the rebound, tipped out of bounds. Last touched, however, by Schooley. Ball was knocked off of Schooley, so the Cardinals will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded inside, goes through the hands of Bates. Bates fighting for it, will dig it out. Gets it to Rozmadowski, moves it right corner to Shields, then knocked away, but Shields will dig it out. Shields into the lane. Bates will be fouled. Not a pretty possession for the Cards. A couple of different times nearly turned it over, but in the end, foul will be called and free throws will come for Evie Bates. Third personal foul on Anna Schooley. Bates, who has a team-high 10 points, will head to the free-throw line. First free-throw comes up short off the front iron. Bates is now 2 out of 4 for the stripe tonight. Second free-throw is good. 34-20. First point of the half for the Cards. Back up court come the Royals. Out top, Schooley. Right wing side, Volert. Volert, 22 feet from the basket. Top of the key, Claire Nelson. Nelson moves it left-hand side, Jaglinski. Jaglinski down low. Schooley. Back on the wing to Shaw. Shaw moves it right wing side to Nelson. Now on the right block, Volert. And reaching around is Rozmadowski. That will be a foul. Royals will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Jaglinski looking, still looking. Gets it in towards Volert, tipped away. Ball is loose on the floor, and it will be dug out by Volert. Gets it back to Shaw. Shaw to the hole, no good, but she'll be fouled and head to the free throw line. Loose ball there, but the Cardinals not able to dig it out. Second personal foul called on Evie Bates, number 2 on the Cards in the second half. Free throw rattles down good for Sarah Shaw. One more to come. Second free throw is good as well. 6 points for Shaw. 36-20 lead for the Royals. Cardinals into the forecourt. Pass from Rozmanowski over the top of Evie Bates, and it goes out of bounds. Again, Cardinals have done a much better job against the assumption pressure than they did in the first game in November, but still very difficult to deal with. Assumption back into the front court. With it out top, poked away from Vollert. She'll chase it down the right-hand side. Now right corner, Shaw. Shaw looks baseline. Left corner, Jaglinski up for three, hits it again. Jaglinski, three triples in the half, seven triples in the game, and Coach Casey Clausius wants timeout. 15:31 to go, 39-20 Assumption. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
to go in the game, 39-20. Assumption with the lead. Cards will inbound. Taken by Mallory Rozmanowski. Rozmanowski to the left-hand side. Her pass deflected, stolen away. Picked up by Shaw. Shaw down the lane. Shaw to the basket. Shaw will lay it up and in. The pressure is starting to build. It's been building and building, and the Cards breaking just a little bit, turning it over, leading to a transition and a basket. 41-20. Shields moves it left wing side, Rozmanowski. Rozmanowski back to Lily Shields. Now again, Rozmanowski. Inside, Jankowski, but she shuffles the feet, and it's called for traveling. Aubrey Pitt comes in for the Cards, and Rozmanowski will take a break. Assumption into the forecourt. With it is Sarah Shaw. Shaw between the circles, moves it right wing side, Addie Vollert. Vollert's pass is tipped. Pitt got a hand on it, but Vollert gets it back in the center circle. Looks down low. Grab made by Shaw. Shaw with the right hand, no good. Rebound grab, put back, no good by Stublaski. And this time the rebound's taken by Evie Bates for the Cards. Back up court comes Newman. Lily Shields. Shields, left hand side, Pitt. Aubrey Pence. Pass is deflected, and deflected into the hands of Bates, and a whistle. And a foul coming up on Assumption. Nope, actually a foul coming up on the Cardinals. Lily Shields called for her fourth, and she'll take a seat as Rozmanowski back in. Shields did a good job in the first half. She got number three about 6.5 minutes to go. Played the rest of the half, never got number four. Pass inside, Shaw. Shaw to the hole, lays it up and in. Nice feed over the top from Addie Vollert to the cutting Sarah Shaw. Shaw with 6.5, 10 in the game, 43-20. Cardinals back into the forecourt, tipped away and stolen. Grabbed by Shaw. Shaw to the basket, lays it up and in. So quickly, Assumption can force those turnovers and get on a run. 45-20, 13:55 to go. Into the forecourt, Jankowski. Jankowski drops it down low. Turning, firing, banking it up and in from 7 feet away is Evie Bates. 13 points for Bates, 45-22. Left-hand side, Vollert. Vollert dribbles, now stops, 12 feet from the basket. Underhanded, gets it into Shaw. Shaw then drops it off and a whistle, and a walk is called on Shaw. Shaw lost her balance, tried to get it off to Claire Nelson, but pivot foot lifted before that occurred. Turnover on Assumption. Cardinals get it back. 45-22, 13.5 minutes to go. Over the timeline, Rozwadowski's pass is deflected. Picked up by Jaglinski, and Jaglinski will be pushed and fouled. Ashley Jankowski will be called for that foul. Ball will go back over to the Royals. Substitution. Schooley back in for Assumption. Also Lydia Smits. Shaw comes out. Jaglinski comes out as well. Assumption inbounds. With it out top is Vollert. Vollert, right wing side to Nelson. Nelson inside, taken by Sublaski. Top of the key, Schooley. Left wing side, Vollert, 22 feet from the basket. Vollert holds it above her head. Vollert now dribbles with the left hand. Stopped there by Mel Severson. Still with it, now out top, Sublaski. Sublaski will move it right wing side, tipped away by Pitt. And not able to save it, steps on the sideline, out of bounds. So now the Royals will inbound it on the near sideline. Taken by Addie Vollert. Vollert between the circles. Vollert moves it left-hand side. Taken there by Smits. Smits, 25 feet from the basket. Now moves it left. Schooley. Schooley in front of the Assumption bench. Back near the center circle, Addie Vollert. Vollert pounds it, 25, 26, now 27 feet from the basket. Still dribbling with Severson on the deep. Looks inside. Smits crosses over to Nelson. Nelson gets it into Sublaski. Her shot was partially blocked. The grab by Ashley Jankowski for the Cards. Cardinals back up court. Then knocked away from Jankowski. Tries to move it. Able to find Aubrey Pent. Pent near the top of the key. Pent into the lane. Had stripped and stolen. Picked up by Vollert. Vollert will bring it up court now for Assumption. Vollert moves it right-hand side. With it is Schooley. She'll try a three from the right corner. Came up short, no good. Jankowski will grab that rebound for Newman. Jankowski into the lane. Jankowski in the basket. Running layup is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bates, and she'll be fouled on the putback. Free throws coming up for Evie Bates. Looking to add to her 13 points. That is the fourth personal foul on Anna Schooley. Bates' free throw is short, no good. Shaw and Jaglinski back in for Assumption. Replacing Claire Nelson and Addie Vollert. One more free throw now for Bates. Came up short, no good. Fight for the rebound. And a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Newman. 45-22. Actually, an arrow pointing towards Assumption. So Assumption will take it. 11:50 to go. Up court comes Jaglinski. Jaglinski moves it right-hand side. Open three for Smits. Is short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Bates. Bates gives it off to Jankowski, and she'll bring it up court for the Cards. Jankowski to the left-hand side. Jankowski hands it off. With it is Brianna Schultz. Schultz had it knocked away. Ball is fought for, and another tie-up. This time the arrow pointing towards Newman. Cardinals inbound on the far sideline. Taken by Jankowski. Jankowski gets it out top. Rozwadowski to Schultz. Schultz takes an extra step. Call for traveling. Still 45-22 Royals, 11:20 to go. Over the timeline, Lydia Smits gives it off to Shaw. Sarah Shaw. Bounce pass, Smits, right wing side. Smits, 23 feet from the basket, bobbles it. Fighting forward to Schultz. Now down low. Schooley inside. Going to the basket. Banker no good by Riley Sublaski. And in the battle for the rebound, a foul will be called on Assumption. Wait a second. It is a foul on Sarah Shaw. Her second, and the Cardinals will inbound. Taken by Rozmadowski. Gives it over to Jankowski. Jankowski now needs some help. Pass grabbed by Rozmadowski. Now she'll penetrate. Rozmadowski lost her balance. Throws it off the bottom of the rim. And the rebound grabbed by Riley Stublaski. As she got near the basket, losing the balance was Rozmadowski. And Assumption gets it back. Shaw looking to penetrate. Shaw drops it over to Stublaski. 10-footer is off the window and in. Riley Stublaski gets her first points. 47-22. Into the lane. Going to the basket, Schultz. Too hard on the banker. Rebounds grabbed by Lydia Smits for Assumption. Royals will bring it back up court. Left-hand side, Sarah Shaw. Shaw gets it back out to Jaglinski. Now Schooley. Schooley, right-hand side, stops 12 feet from the basket. Hands it off to Shaw. Shaw, right corner dribbles. On the wing, Smits. Smits, 22 feet from the basket. Back to Shaw. Open three from the right wing. Honeycomb's out, no good. Rebound to Bates. Evie Bates, pass ahead. With it is Pent. Pent had it picked, stolen away. Grabbed by Shaw. Shaw will take it down the lane. Shaw to the basket. Running layup is no good. Rebound is fought for. Grabbed by Smits. Put back is no good, but she'll be fouled and head to the free throw line. So a couple of free throws for Lydia Smits. That foul was called on Ashley Jankowski, her third. Free throw is no good. Mel Severson back in. Also Lily Shields for the Cards. Rozmadowski will come out, as does Evie Bates. One more free throw now for Lydia Smits. Second is good. Her first point, 48-22. She'll take a seat. 9:50 to go, second half. Inbounded, taken by Shields. Shields gets it over to Jankowski. Over the timeline comes Shields. Shields, left-hand side, Mel Severson. Severson, 22 feet from the basket. Looks for help. Her pass bounces off of Shields, picked up by Shaw. Shaw gets it ahead. Left-hand side to Vollert. Vollert, right wing side. Nelson, she'll try a three. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound grabbed by Severson. Severson back up court for the Cards. Her pass knocked away, goes out of bounds off of Assumption. Cards will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Shields looking, gets it in right hand side. Taken by Aubrey Pent. Pent inside Jankowski. Gets it out top to Severson. She'll try a three, hits it. First three-pointer of the game for the Cardinals. Mel Severson. She has 5 points, 48-25, and a timeout called by Assumption. 9:07 to go, 48-25 Assumption, back in 30, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And back here at the Newman Catholic High School gym, 9:07 to go, second half. Assumption 48, Newman Catholic 25. Assumption with the basketball. Vollert gets it out top to Shaw. Shaw at the right elbow, Schooley. Schooley looks down low to Nelson. Hits the cutter, Vollert. Vollert left block. Kicks it left wing side. Faking the jumper, Schooley. Goes down the lane. Scoops it up. No good. Rebound tip. Goes out of bounds off of Assumption. So Newman Catholic gets it back. Cardinals will inbound. Ashley Jankowski gets it into Shields. Shields to Jankowski. She'll bring it into the forecourt. Her pass deflected, but grabbed by Shields. Shields, right-hand side. Her pass goes off the leg of Addie Vollert, out of bounds. And the ball will stay with the Cards. Inbounding in front of the Cardinal bench, Ashley Jankowski gets it over to Shields. Shields dribbles near the top of the key. Moves it right-hand side. Mel Severson. Severson going to the basket, lays it up and in. Good move on the baseline by Mel Severson. 5.5, 7 in the game. 48-27, 8:22 to go. Back into the forecourt, inside. Schooley kicks it back out. Vollert. Vollert swings it left. Nelson. Nelson moves it right corner. Sarah Shaw. Shaw's pass swatted away. Brianna Schultz got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Evie Bates back in now for the Cardinals, replacing Aubrey Pitt. 8:10 to go, 48-27. Assumption with the edge. Inbounded, taken out top by Sarah Shaw. Shaw into Schooley. Schooley, right-hand side. That is Vollert. Back inside Schooley. Turns, fires, misses from 6 feet away. Rebound tip, grabbed by Schooley. Gets it back to Shaw. 14-footer, banked up and in. Sarah Shaw using the window nicely. She has 10 points in the half, 14 in the game, 50-27. Then Shaw picks the pocket of Jankowski, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Four quick points for Sarah Shaw, makes it 52-27, 7:35 to go. Cardinals into the forecourt, right-hand side. Bates into the right corner. Shields gets it down low, banked up and in nicely by... That's Brianna Schultz. Schultz near the right block gets her first points of the game. Quickly up court come the Royals. Left-hand side, Shaw. Shaw inside to Schooley. Left block, banks it up and in. And Schooley's been held pretty well in check tonight. Been in a little foul trouble. She now has 8 points. 54-29, 7:05 to go. Out top for the Cardinals. With it is Bates. Bates moves it right wing side. Mel Severson. Severson back inside to Bates. Bates turns, fires from 10, rattles out, no good. Rebound tipped up twice and grabbed by Jaglinski for the Royals. Gets it over to Claire Nelson, and Nelson will get it back over to Shaw. Shaw into the front court. Left-hand side, Vollert. 12-footer is no good for the left corner. Rebounds grabbed by Shaw. Shaw back to Schooley. Now left wing side, Shaw. Shaw dropped it down low, but a miscommunication with Addie Vollert, and the ball goes out of bounds. 6:32 to go, 54-29. The lead for the Assumption Royals. Inbounded, taken by the Cardinals. Severson will bring it into the forecourt. Severson now stops, needs some help. Still looking. Now finally hands it off to Shields, but the timeout is called by Newman Catholic. Timeout Cards, 6:20 to go, 54-29, Assumption. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at Mankey. MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Minutes and 20 seconds to go in the second half. Assumption 54, Newman Catholic 29. But the Cardinals came out, boy, they really fought. Assumption 12-0 on the season, number one ranked team in the state in Division 5. It was nip and tuck until late in the first half, a bit of a run for the Royals, gave them a 9-point lead, and then the culmination of the pressure that continued throughout the course of this game really started to wear on the Cardinals early in the second half. And Assumption's been able to pull away. But still, much improved performance for the Cards as compared to the first time these teams met back in November. Pass inside. Now Boone on the right wing side, but a little hop taking the pass on the right-hand side of the lane was Aubrey Pence. Took a little hop before releasing the pass back on the wing to Bates, and a travel is called. Royals back into the front court. Vollert gets it to Sarah Shaw between the circles. Shaw at the right elbow. Schooley, a good pass inside to Claire Nelson, who lays it up and in. Nelson's first points. Pass dropped in the backcourt by Jankowski, but able to get it to Shields. Shields over the timeline. Shields. Pass down low. Grabbed by Bates, and she'll be fouled. Team foul number 5 on the Royals. Back in for assumption, Riley Stublaski takes the place of Claire Nelson. That last foul was called on Nelson, her second. Cardinals inbound, tipped away out of bounds, and will stay with Newman. Shields looking, gets it into Bates, back to Shields. Shields will penetrate, Shields to the hole. Little floater off the window, no good from 4 feet away. Rebound tipped out of bounds, off of assumption. Cards will inbound on the baseline. Tipped away. Jake Linsky fighting for it. Goes out of bounds off of Newman. Ball back over to the Royals. Just over 5.5 minutes to go. Back into the forecourt comes Assumption. Sarah Shaw, 25 feet from the basket, gets it to Schooley. Schooley near the left elbow. Top of the key to Shaw. Back on the left wing side to Schooley. Now Shaw. Shaw dribbles. Right wing side to Vollert. Back to Shaw. Now inside. Kick quickly to the right wing. Vollert will try a three. No good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Jankowski for the Cards. Jankowski back up court. Gets it to Aubrey Pent. Pent will dribble to the right hand side. Pent will head to the basket. Pent will miss the running layup. And the rebound is grabbed by Assumption and Addie Vollert. Vollert will bring it up court. Drops it to Schooley. Schooley to the hole, lays it up and in. Schooley now in double figures with 10. And Coach Clausius wants timeout. 4:51 to go. 58-29. Royals over the Cards. Back in a moment here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Cardinals will inbound, 4:48 to go in the game, 58-29 Assumption. Cardinals into the forecourt and tipped away and stolen. Jake Linsky gets it to Shaw. Shaw to the hole, lays it up and in. Sarah Shaw having a big second half. 14 and a half, 18 in the game, 60-29. Pass ahead Bates. Bates heading to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound is tipped, grabbed by the Royals. Pass ahead. Jake Linsky down the lane. Jake Linsky up with the left hand, rolls off, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Newman Catholic and Lillian Bodenheimer. But now Newman, pass up court, tipped away by Shaw and picked off. Pick up court, now comes Assumption. And a foul coming up on Newman. Sixth team foul on the Cards, so no free throws quite yet. Substitutions for the Royals. That foul, last foul on the Cardinals is called on Evie Bates, her third. Assumption will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Ari Cavanaugh looking, Still looking. Intended for Schooley. Schooley will grab it. Now Schooley goes up off the window. No good from seven. Rebounds grabbed by Shields. Shields will bring it back up court now for the Cardinals. Shields over the timeline. Hands it to Jankowski. Jankowski looking inside. With it is Bates. Bates turns. Fires. Misses from six. Rebound fought for. Tips. Goes out of bounds off of Newman Catholic and Jankowski. Aubrey Pitt back in now for the Cardinals. And Jankowski will take a seat. .350 to go, 60-29 Assumption. Over the timeline comes Claire Nelson. Nelson near the center circle. Nelson had tipped away. Mel Severson knocks it out of bounds. We'll next have the Cardinal girls a week from tomorrow. They'll travel to Park Falls, take on Shawabigan. We'll have that one next Friday evening here on Bow Falls Radio. Right corner, thinking about the three but not pulling the trigger is Smiths. Now down low, kick back to Smith. She'll try it for the right-hand side. Air ball. Rebound, Lillian Bodenheimer for the Cards. Newman Catholic back up court. Right wing, Pent up from 19. Off the window, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Shields, and she'll be blocked by Jaglinski. Jaglinski will bring it back up court now for Assumption. Jaglinski crossing the timeline. Jaglinski's pass deflected. Getting a hand with Severson, knocked it off of Claire Nelson and out of bounds. 3:08 to go, 60-29. Been stuck on this for a couple of minutes. Lily Shields will now bring it up court for the Cards. Shields dribbles. Shields still with it, and now a double dribble. A little double clutch, and then continue the dribble. Turnover on the Cards. Talking to the coach before the game, it's about the process, trying to take steps forward. And tonight they did. This Assumption team, 13th win in 13 games. They've been dominant in the conference. But the Cardinals, the schedule starts to even out a little. They've been in a very difficult part of their schedule the last few games. Reaching over the top is Evie Bates, trying to knock it away from Lydia Smits. And that will be team foul number 7 and a bonus time for the Royals. Ashley Jankowski coming back in for the Cards, and Bates will take a seat. That was her fourth foul. 13 points for Evie Bates. Free throw. Short, no good. Rebound, Ashley Jankowski for the Cards. Jankowski will bring it up court. Crossing the timeline. Jankowski, 20 feet from the basket. Now stops, hands it off. Aubrey Pitt. Pent, right wing, top of the key, Shields. Shields now into the lane. Drops it down low. The pass was a bounce pass, but it ended up being right at the feet of Jankowski, who could not handle it. Pass inside, tipped and stolen. Picked up by Aubrey Pent. Pent will bring it back up court now for the Cards. Pent to the right elbow. Pass right wing side, and Severson bobbles it. Steps on the sideline, out of bounds. Jaglinski comes out. She had a big night, 22 points, including 7 three-point field goals. Inbounded. Taken by Kylie Carroll for the Royals. Had it almost stolen by Shields, but gets it into the front court. With it is Madison Moss. Moss looking down low to Smith. Smith to the basket, lays it up and in. Smith gets her first field goal. She has 3 points, 62-29. 1:50 to go. Back out top with his Jankowski. Goes down the left-hand side of the lane. Lays it up and in. 7 points now for Ashley Jankowski. Makes it 62-31. A minute 38 to go. Ball knocked away. Ball is battled for. Dug out by Bodenheimer. Then taken right back. Picked up by Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh then throws it away. Deflected by Jankowski into the hands of Shields. Shields will bring it over the timeline. Left-hand side, Aubrey Pent. Moves it right. Now with it is Jankowski going to the basket. Got bumped, no foul, but picked up by Bodenheimer, left-hand side. Now with his Pent. Left wing three is an air ball. Chased down on the right-hand side by Mel Severson. Severson dribbles. Gives it off to Shields. Shields drops it inside. With it is Pent. Could not get it over Riley Stublaski. Huh? official timeout. Equipment problem, shoe problem for one of the Cards. 102 to go, 62-31. And Coach Clausius will call time. Timeout, Newman Catholic. Well, we have nobody going to the bench. I'm not sure if they're going to use the TO or just use it as a substitution. Nope. Looks like we're going to actually get a timeout. Timeout on the floor. 102 to go. 62-31. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued. I'm empowered. I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blaze the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes back again for the Newman Catholic High School gym, 62-31, Assumption over Newman. Assumption will stay undefeated, the number one ranked team in the state in D5. They actually have another game tomorrow. They head to La Crosse, take on Aquinas at the La Crosse Center. Midwest Players Classic at 4 o'clock. Had a technical foul called, so now Riley Stublaski going to the line for two shots. Misses the first. Not sure what the T was, but one more free throw. Cardinals back in action at Auburndale on Tuesday, then at Shawamigan on Friday. Again, we'll have the game Friday night from Shawamigan. Second free throw is good. Assumption will inbound. A minute two to go. Inbounded, taken by Erie Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh works her way between the circles. Moves it right-hand side, Kylie Carroll. Carroll, 23 feet from the basket, gets it out top, taken by Madison Moss. Now left wing side, Erie Kavanaugh. Rotated to the right wing side, Moss. Moss, 23 feet from the basket. Back out top, Lydia Smith. Smith moves it left wing to Stublaski. And now a whistle. A timeout called on the Royals. They're going to keep it going. Assumption will inbound. Looking, taken on the left-hand side by Lydia Smith. Smith moves it on the way to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh between the circles. 30 seconds to go. Gets it back out top. Taken by Moss. Moss, left-hand side. Lydia Smith. Smith gets it out top to Carroll. Now right-hand side. Moss. Moss inside. Getting fouled is Erie Kavanaugh, and she'll head to the free throw line. So free throws with 18 seconds to go. Foul was called on Ashley Jankowski, her fourth. Kavanaugh's free throw is back bracketed, no good. One more to come. Second free throw, back bracket, no good. Rebound is battled for, trying to dig it out is Addison Pett for the Cards. Turns into a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Assumption. So 14.4 seconds to go as the Royals are inbound. Looking, still looking. Taken down low, tipped away. Jankowski got a hand on it. Picked off by the Cards. With it is Bates. Bates down the lane. Bates to the hole. A little hard on the layup. Rebound is cleared by Assumption. And a foul in the backcourt. That was a little ticky-tack for this point of the game. But we're going to head to the other end and get more free throws with 4.8 seconds to go for Assumption. foul called on Mallory Rozmodowski, her third. And Lydia Smits will head to the stripe. Free throw is good. 4 points for her. One more to come. 2nd free throw. Rolls off, no good. Tipped, controlled, grabbed by Bates. Bates will go to the half-court stripe, heave it at the buzzer. Hits it. A half-court heave off the window for Evie Bates to finish off the night on a nice note for the Newman Cardinals as Assumption wins it 64-34. We'll come back, look at the numbers of this one coming up next. This is Newman Catholic High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Chad Holmes back again from the Newman Catholic High School gym, where we saw the Assumption Royals improve to 13-0 on the season, defeating the Newman Catholic Cardinals by a score of 64-34. Again, it was a game where the Cardinals hung around for quite a while in the first half. It was a one-point game until 3 three-pointers basically in a row from Jordan Jaglinski that gave the Royals a 10-point lead. Cardinals got it back to within 7, had a chance to get it to within 5 in the final minute of the first half. Instead, a missed layup and then a basket by Assumption made it a 9-point game at the intermission. And then Assumption was able to really pull away, use the defense, turnovers into easy offense, push the lead beyond 20 rather quickly in the second half, and they cruise to the win 64-34. Looking at the numbers for the Assumption Royals, 22 points for Jordan Jaglinski. She had 7 three-pointers and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 18 points for Sarah Shaw, 8 two-pointers and 2 for 2 at the stripe. 10 points for Anna Schooley on 5 two-point field goals. 4 points for Lydia Smits, 1 basket, 2 for 3 at the free throw line. 3 points for Riley Stublaski, a basket, 1 for 2 at the stripe. 3 points scored by Addie Vollert. One basket, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. A basket for 2 points for Erie Cavanaugh. A basket for 2 points as well for Claire Nelson. 18 two-pointers, 7 3-pointers, 7 of 13 at the free throw line tonight for the Assumption Royals. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals, 16 points tonight for Evie Bates. She had 5 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 3 of 7 at the stripe. Ashley Jankowski had 7 points, 3 baskets, and 1 for 4 at the free throw line. Mel Steverson had 7 points, 1 for 2 at the stripe. Lily Shields had 1 basket for 2 points. 11 two-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 4 of 11 at the stripe for the Fighting Cards tonight. So Newman, they dropped to 2-12 overall, 1-8 in the Merriwood South. Again, they'll be in action Tuesday at Auburndale, and our next broadcast will be next Friday from Shawabigan. In Assumption, 13-0 overall, and they are now 8-0 in the conference. Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their support of our broadcast tonight. Again, we would love to see you come out here to the Newman Gym and all other venues where Newman Cardinal athletes are participating. To find out upcoming games and the schedule, go to MerrowoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic. Final score, 64-34, Assumption over Newman. Thanks for joining us for Cardinal Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Fighting Cardinal Sports has been brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Graphic Packaging International, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Shine Chiropractic, Menke Auto, and Picks and Pieces. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Sports on your home for the Fighting Cardinals, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.